a plane calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, here we are on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Thank you to the news crew for doing their thing just prior to this show. Wonderful quality, cutting edge insight there. This is a regular show that I broadcast. My name's Matt, and the show is all about Australian and Canadian music. And this week, we have an interview. Generally, I play the older music up front. I love playing older music from Australia. I do that a lot, not only because I like to play music I knew growing up that's dear to me, but also to discover the country of my origin through digging into the music that's way before my time. And one band, of course, that cannot be ignored is AC/DC. And I happened to stumble across a mastered, reissued CD copy of their very first record. I was just wandering through London Drugs on Broadway in Vancouver, Broadway in Canby, and just found this sitting here. It was really cheap. It was like $10 or something like that. And it's great. So I'm going to play for you a bit later on a few tracks from the very first release from AC/DC. This came out in 1976, or at least it's the American one. There was, I'll get into this, but 1975, I think, was when it was released in Australia. Slightly different track listing, but anyway, that's coming up later on. But we're going to play for you the interview first up for the show today. The interview is with a gentleman named Murray Porter. Now, he is a local Aboriginal blues musician. He's a pianist, very established blues musician, and he is playing tonight at an event that I highly recommend you attend if you are interested in local musical legends who are performing for the Music BC fundraiser event. There's a charity attached to the Music BC organization, so I'll tell you a little bit about them first up. So it's the Music BC Charitable Foundation presents the Celebration 2012, a celebration of BC music and music education. So it's tonight at the Vogue Theatre, which is 918 Granville Street. Starts at 7 p.m, so that's why I wanted to get you this interview straight up. We're going to be talking with Murray Porter. He's one of the performers tonight. And so the event, I'll just read off the Music BC website. It says, join us for a night of incredible BC talent featuring short sets and collaborative performances from all of our artists, as well as select student performers from Queen Alexandra Elementary, Songwriters of a New Generation in Vancouver Technical Secondary School. So that's the Music BC Charitable Foundation event tonight at the Vogue Theatre, 7 p.m. So let's get into my interview with Murray Porter, but first a track. So this is Res Blues. This is a track from Murray Porter, just to get you in the mood, and then we'll be talking to him straight away.
Red blues, sick if you drink that wild red blues. Red blues. Red blues. Baby, red blues. Every kind of people got every kind of blues, but a red man's got red blues. All right.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back here on CRTR Radio, and you just heard a track there from Murray Porter, who is a local blues musician here from Vancouver, and he is playing tonight at the Music BC Charitable Fundraiser event. I spoke with Murray on the phone this week, and he's just about to speak to you about what to expect tonight if you get down there to the Vogue Theatre for the show. And I also asked him about his origins, his musical origins, learning the blues. The extra special guest today is Murray Porter. He is an Aboriginal musician from the Mohawk Six Nations in Grand River Territory in southern Ontario, but based in Vancouver currently. Hello, Murray.
Doing?
Very good. I'm really pleased to be able to speak with you. It's been a while. I've been really wanting to speak with you. I've seen you perform locally, and I know you're playing a gig actually tonight. We're going to talk about that straight up. This is a fundraiser for the Music BC. They have a charity that's sort of aligned with Music BC. Murray, what can you tell me about the event that's on tonight?
Well, the Music BC Charitable Foundation is... It's Inspiring and Empowering BC Youth Through Access to Music and Music Education. So they're supplying instruments to kids that can't afford them, and they're doing music education in the schools and these kind of things. So I'm very happy to be a part of it. And it's called A Celebration of BC Music, and so it's a wonderful show. It's on tonight at the Vogue Theatre at 918 Granville Street. Doors open at 7, show at 7:30. Can I just run down there? It's an amazing lineup.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, Chilliwack, Jim Burns, David Gogol, Sean Vareau, Steph McPherson, Steve Dostin, Murray Porter, Terry Lynn Williams Davidson, The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, Portage in Maine, City Reel, Tonya Agabana, and The Foundation. These are all, this is just one great big, beautiful, great big show. It's going to be great.
Really? Yeah, very, very strong lineup there. Jim Burns as well, another very established blues artist.
And David Gogol as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Another great artist. And I've met, you know, pretty much met all these guys at one point or another over my years. And they're all great guys, all great people. And you'll find most musicians are like that.
And how long have you actually been part of the scene here in BC? When did you make your move from Ontario?
I've been here, this will be 7 years.
Ah.
Just this month, 7 years exactly, that I've been in North Vancouver, actually, where I live. I'm loving the scene here. I'm really very happy to be. I'm a full-time musician. That's all I do for a living, and I've been able to do that for 7 years here in this city, and that's quite a feat.
It really is. It's really amazing that you've done that. How did it shift for you? Like, can you describe how it has been different being here than in Ontario?
Well, for me, I lived in I grew up on a Six Nations reservation in southern Ontario, which is about maybe almost an hour from Toronto. So for me to drive into Toronto and park and pay the gas and then drive back home, it wasn't worth any money at all, you know. And being here in the city, I mean, plus I do solo gigs at the fancy hotels with the grand piano. And so when I'm not doing the shows, I do that. So it keeps my chops up, and plus I get to, make some money. It's really cool.
I'm wondering if you could bring us back to those very early days, what it was like there on the reserve. How did the musical influences come to you?
Okay. Well, I can tell you how I got to blues. Here's the thing, right? Geographically, where my reserve, Six Nations, is, it's about an hour from Toronto. It's about 90 minutes from Buffalo, New York, and it's about 2 hours from Detroit, Michigan. So it's like it's inundated with signals, and Chicago is just across the lake. So late at night, when I was supposed to be in bed, like about 13 years old, I had an AM radio. Remember those things?
Yep.
Transistor radio. And I could pick up, late at night, I could pick up sounds from Chicago. And I heard B.B. King sing "The Thrill Is Gone." And I grew up on country music on the res there. And my parents, that's what they were into. And this was my first time hearing blues. And I was like, wow, what is this music? Cool. And I listened to it some more. And the guy said, did you listen to blues at radio, la, 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 Chicago, Illinois? And as soon as I heard blues, that was it. So I started looking for records. And I started finding old blues records and started playing them, just like B.B. King stuff. And that's how I got into music. Then I taught myself to play on an old piano, and there you go.
That really is fascinating, that quirk of fate being geographically located there, because it sounds like there weren't necessarily individuals in your environment that necessarily gave you records.
There was nobody to teach me to play the blues, because there was nobody around doing it. And then a few years later, I ran into these fellas, another native bunch of guys from Buffalo, and they were playing blues, and they got me into the band. I could sing. I was just learning the piano, but I could sing, so they got me in the band, and then they taught me the basics of the blues, and so I was lucky to have mentors like that in my early years.
Sitting here in the moonlight, stars shining in your eyes. We could sit here till daylight, till your smile lights up the sky. Take my hand and come with me. Take my heart and take all of me.
set my love free. Set my love free. Every cloud is lined with silver. Good things come to those who wait. Everybody knows they're just fairy tales. You're gonna lose if you hesitate. Take my hand and come with me. Take my heart and take all of me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Set my love free. Time I see you, you put a smile out across my face. Every time I'm away from you, it's 48 hours in every day. Yeah, 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 rain on your parade. Can I get a witness, baby? Love can chase all storm clouds away. Take my hand and come with me. Take my heart and take all of me. Oh, oh, oh. Set my love.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and that was another track from Murray Porter. He is an Aboriginal blues musician, locally based, and you still have time to get down to see him tonight at the Vogue Theatre in Vancouver at 7 p.m. as the start for the Music BC charitable fundraiser for music education. So let's get back into my next part of the chat with Murray.
Do you find it's challenging for younger Aboriginal people to get into the blues? Have you had any experience of teaching younger people? Because there's so many influences now culturally that sort of pull people.
Yeah, well, the thing is, right, from my reservation, we have a gentleman by the name of Robbie Robertson that came out of there. And Derek Miller, also from my reserve, myself, and we had bands. When I grew up, when I was a teenager, there was three or four different bands playing all around from our reserve, native bands. So I could watch these guys and go, wow, these guys they're having fun making music, and and there was those guys to follow. And in a lot of cases, there's not anybody in your community to follow. To have a role model, to have somebody to you could go listen to and talk to, and not necessarily teach, but have somebody that has accomplished a few things, and it's like, well, if they could do it, then why can't I do it? And it's sort of a thing that I find that's kind of missing here in the Native community here in Vancouver, and so I'm trying to change all that, and just trying to give an example to people, because I won the Juno Award this year, as you know, for Aboriginal Album of the Year. So now they're looking at me like, hey, well, if he can do it, he just lives right there, why can't I do it? And, you know, so it's an ongoing process, but I hope to someday have a thriving Native music scene here in Vancouver as well. I mean, there's a lot of hip-hop guys, and there's a few rock bands, but you know, I'd like to see more.
Yeah, and from my vantage point here, I've interviewed a few artists, and I can see that there is a community there. Red Soul Blues,
yeah,
Rose,
yeah.
I've seen it.
Wonderful singer.
And another woman actually just met in passing, Delana.
Oh, Delana Gilborn.
She sounds like a very fascinating person, and
well,
someone I'm eager to interview.
You got to get her on the show, because she went through addiction, she went through all these things, now she's bounced back, and she's a community advocate and a wonderful singer as well. So it'd be a good idea to get a hold of her someday and get her on your show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And actually, on this note, I must say, reading your bio, and like I saw you play with your band, and your bass player sounds equally as fascinating. Helena Duguay?
Helen
Duguay?
Yes.
Yeah, she sounds like she's quite accomplished herself. Can you tell me a little bit about Helen, how you met her?
She's been here in BC and been part of the music scene for many years. Everybody you talk to who's been around this town will know who she is, because she's been everywhere. And in her early career, she was part of an all-girls group back in the 60s. They toured with Dave Clark Five, and she had met the Stones and all these huge artists back in those days. And tragically, there was a car accident on the way to one of their gigs, and two of the ladies died. Oh. And she sort of fell out of the business for a while. She was sort of downtrodden, and then she came to BC here, and away she went again. And now she's 69 years old, and she can play that bass, and she can sing a song. And I'm lucky to have her in my band. I really am.
I should recommend, folks, the Yale Hotel is known as Vancouver's home of the blues, and that's where you can see Murray Porter Band play fairly regularly, like monthly, would you say?
Well, here's the thing right now. The Yale is closed right now for renovation. They're opening back up probably by summer.
Hmm.
But they're building a condo around the Yale. But the Yale will return. So I'm doing a thing on December the 12th at the Fairview Pub on Broadway for the Battered Women Support Services. So if you bring a toy or a non-perishable good, you get in for $10. And I think it starts at 9 o'clock, so a little money. And that maybe some people have some happier Christmas than they would normally have.
Mm. Oh, great. So two very good events that you're doing, the one tonight and that one as well.
Yes.
Been wonderful chatting with you, Murray, and don't forget, folks, tonight you still have time to get out and catch the Music BC charity event. Again, Murray, where is that tonight?
That's at the Vogue Theater at 918 Granville Street. Doors open at 7, the show's at 7:30. Come on down, it's going to be a blast.
Oh, you're right, yep. Great lineup of local musicians, including Murray Porter, blues piano man extraordinaire. Thank you, Murray.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you.
You too.
Creator made me who I am. Life made me what I'd become. Days it got so heavy, coming down like rain. Got no more time for what I lost or what's out of reach to me. The fact that we're alive says nothing.
goes on as I become. These days it's not so heavy, got sun instead of rain. We're taking back what was lost, life keeps reaching me. Be proud we have survived, or nothing is impossible. And now you walk and talk with me, live and love in harmony. Everything to lose, nothing left to choose but free, free.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, live on CRTR Radio or online at crtr.ca. And you just heard there a wonderful track. I dare say that's the first time that's gone to radio. That is from the Red Soul Blues. They are a duo, an Aboriginal duo featuring Rose on vocals. They're beautiful, soulful vocals. We've had Rose speak on the show before. Rose Sakama, and that's I guess she just posted that to my Facebook. I don't know much about that track at all. I guess it's a brand new just mastered track. If you want to learn more about Red Soul Blues, go to their Facebook, Red Soul Blues Machine. That's blues is B-L-U-E-Z, Red Soul Blues Machine. Type that into Facebook search and you'll find out more about Rose and the Blues Puppy on guitar. Red Soul Blues Aboriginal duo, and I played that following my interview with Murray Porter. He is an Aboriginal blues musician who is playing tonight. You still have time to get down to the Vogue Theatre if you're in Vancouver for the Music BC Charitable Fundraiser event. I'll be right back. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. You can find the blog, go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, and the blog will come up with lots of podcasts with all the interviews. I should say, going back there to Murray Porter, he is a Juno Award-winning artist, and so you can find a lot of his information about him online. Just type Murray Porter into Google. He has a Facebook page, and so those tracks that I played for you, he actually won the Juno Awards for Aboriginal Album of the Year for this year. I guess the awards were in March, April or March this year. And his album is called Songs Lived and Live Played. So now it's time to get back into the older stuff. And AC/DC, of course, they have to have a periodical reappearance on this show because it's classic Australian rock and roll. And we're going right back to High Voltage, the 1976 first record for AC/DC, and I picked up this beautiful reissue at London Drugs of all places, and I've just been playing this non-stop at home. And I mean speaking of the blues, of course, you know, the AC/DC is a heavily blues based band, boogie band, really, hard rock boogie band. So let's go right back to, I mean, these tracks I guess were recorded in 1975. Let's start out with, what do we got here? Gosh, every track on this, I guess, is a classic. Let's start with Rock and Roll Singer. This is AC/DC from their very first album.
We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Oh yeah, we're playing some early AC/DC today on the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. You heard two tracks from the High Voltage record, Rock and Roll Singer track 2 and then Livewire track 4. So 1976 is when this came out in the US, at least. It was released on the 28th of September, 1976. And funnily enough, I mean, it goes down as a classic now, but Rolling Stone magazine wasn't impressed. Their initial review said they labeled the album and AC/DC themselves as an all-time low in hard rock and parentally advised, albeit between the lines, against being seen anywhere near this crude and rude bunch of Australians. Here in the liner notes it says, for anyone else it would have been a marketing death knell, but for AC/DC it was perfect. After all, they were proudly loud and objectionable. That was the whole idea. They were also about to jackknife from the top diving board with middle fingers collectively raised into a 30-year and strongly counting career as the other greatest rock and roll band in the world. Who can deny that, really? Let's get right back into the music. Two more tracks from AC/DC from 1976. Let's play TNT, and then can I sit next to you, girl?
Hey! 'cause I'm TNT. I'm dynamite.
TNT.
And I'll win that fight.
TNT.
I'm a power load.
TNT.
Watch me explode. I'm dirty, made mighty unclean. I'm a wanted man.
next to you, girl? Can I sit 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 next to you and take you home? Can I sit next to you, girl? Can I sit next to you, girl? Can I sit next to you, lick your ear? Can I sit next to you, girl? Can I sit next to you, girl? Come on! Can I sit next to you, girl? 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 Can I?
This is Tom Ferris from Mold. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Wonderful. AC/DC going back to 1976, their very first album. And classic. So you heard there, the last two tracks, you heard TNT, which is track 5, and then track 6, Can I Sit Next to You, Girl? And interestingly, that song was actually their very first debut single, which was released on the 22nd of July 1974, but that version had the lead vocals performed by Dave Evans, who was the original AC/DC singer before Bon Scott, who you're hearing on these tracks. So that's a little bit of history for you. So they re-recorded that track, Can I Sit Next to You, Girl, to put on their debut album, which was released, at least in the States, in 1976. But I won't go too much into the history, but in Australia the previous year, the actual debut came out. But anyway, that's nitpicking a little bit. But there you go, AC/DC going right back to the start. Now, let's get into contemporary tracks. Pond are a band from Perth, Western Australia, and they've made a big splash, actually, in the United States, touring and getting support, accolades and whatnot. Their album is called Beard, Wives and Denim, out on Modular Records. Let's hear a couple of tracks from Pond. It's kind of psychedelic, beautiful, beautiful psychedelic rock.
fantastic explosion of time. You slither over the line and you fade away into the splendid design.
We'll be right back.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Two tracks there from Perth band Pond. You heard Fantastic Explosion of Time, track one, and track four, Sorry I Was Under the Sky, track four of the album Beard, Wives and Denim. Hope you enjoyed that. Apparently Pond features members of Tame Impala. So there you go. Like, no wonder they got kind of, you know, picked up by American radio and whatnot. Part of the same scene of very quality psychedelic music from Western Australia. Perth just keeps producing amazing music, doesn't it? Okay, so we have to press on with the music now. Who should we play now? I want to play for you J. Riley Hill. So he is a musician from Winnipeg, and I saw him play at a house show here in Vancouver just last week. And plug, it was actually my very first house show myself, as I've been starting to write my own songs, and I opened the show. Thanks so much to Joe from Aunts and Uncles Band, who put on the show, my guitar teacher. It was amazing. J. Riley Hill is a genius. He brought along his band called the Polar Bears, and they were so cool. Really great kind of folk rock, a little bit reminiscent of the Grateful Dead a little bit. Anyway, let's play a couple of tracks from J. Riley Hill, and then a track from Hole in My Head, a band from Vancouver playing this weekend.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Change.
Couple of tracks there from J. Riley Hill, outlaw folk artist from Winnipeg, and also the last track there was from Hole in My Head. They are from Vancouver, two-piece, featuring Bloody Al McKinnon on drums, and that track was called Noodles and Chips, and you can catch Hole in My Head playing Saturday night along with The Jolts and New Sensei at the Interurban Gallery in Vancouver. That's sure to be a great rockin' show. This is CITR Radio, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I'll be right back. A couple of tracks there from J. Riley Hill, outlaw folk artist from Winnipeg. And also the last track there was from Hole in My Head. They are from Vancouver, two-piece, featuring Bloody Al McKinnon on drums. And that track was called Noodles and Chips. And you can catch Hole in My Head playing Saturday night along with The Jolts and New Sensei at the Interurban Gallery in Vancouver. That's sure to be a great rockin' show. This is CITR Radio, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I'll be right back.
Attention class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out, and the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Not long to go here on Stranded. We're in to the Canadian music now, and let's play a couple of tracks. We've got a new EP from Synthcake, a band from Vancouver with the wonderful female vocalist. Let's hear Trip, the song called Drip from their latest EP called Molding Through, and also Carolyn Mark. The album is Queen of Vancouver Island, and we'll hear the track The Queen of Vancouver Island. She, of course, played the CITR Radio alumni anniversary night. I love seeing her play. She's so vivacious. Okay, more Canadian music for you.
We dress
in the verse I'll just say some shit leading up to the chorus. 'Cause everybody wants to sing along.
Thanks for listening to Stranded. You heard there Synth Cake and then Carolyn Mark, Queen of Vancouver Island. And let's leave you with a very long track from Neil Young off the Psychedelic Pill album, which just came out, and I saw him play live here in Vancouver. Oh my God, it was amazing. Let's play for you Ramada Inn and African Rhythms up after that. Good night. Thanks so much for listening. This is Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Thanks for listening to CRTR Radio. This has been Stranded. I'll leave you with a band called Run Squirrel from Newcastle, Newcastle, Australia, a rock band. They are featured on the Unearth, Triple J Unearth competition online. Thanks for listening. African Rhythms up next.
You're sitting alone in your separate room. Haven't shared a bed for a year or two, except for when the kids can't sleep without you. And your birthday comes a lot a little too late, 'cause you're breaking your back trying to carry the weight. Thought that she'd never find the strength to leave him.
Friday, December 14th, the Holiday Hustle begins with the second annual benefit for the W2 Community Media Arts Society. Over three floors of performances, including The Librarian vs. Self-Evident, Mandai, Vendettas, Bastet, Cherchez la Femme, and many more. Check Holiday Hustle 2 on eventbrite.ca for special deals, or grab tickets at W2, Beat Street, Zulu, High Life, and Red Cat.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Thank you.